Time makes heroes but dissolves celebrities and brands. Daniel Borstein. In 1968, Joe McGinnis wrote The Selling of the President, analyzing Richard Nixon's 1968 presidential campaign. It was the first introduction to a stage-managed campaign and a primer for how to take a human candidate and turn him into a brand. In 2015, Donald Trump reverse-engineered the process, moving from human brand to politician. Human brand is a designation brand keys originated. It represents the highest level of imbued meaning, values, and differentiation any brand can be. And despite how many marketers prattle on about everything and everyone being a brand, Mr. Trump is one of a very, very small club. His values and qualities allowed him to successfully diversify into multiple categories. His daughter Ivanka aspires to that same taxonomy. They're both facing difficult consumer terrain because of something called brand balance. Because the humans are the brands, consumers will judge the brand the same way they'll praise the actual person. That can be a dangerous high wire act. The Donald, now President Trump, appears to be losing ground as regards his branding adding value in the categories where he currently competes. That's because a fabulously successful lifestyle brand has made a sharp right turn away from luxury, extravagance, and indulgence. It now incorporates political brand values like conservatism, authoritarianism, and nationalism. That's going to be problematic in consumer categories. Ivanka has the same problem. You can be a lifestyle brand or a political brand, but you really can't be both. You can have all the trademarks in the world, but if consumers aren't engaged, they don't buy. She's a famous label, but not particularly desired or differentiated. As a political figure, she's both speechless and selectively tone-deaf. There's no middle ground here, and it's not going to end well for the brand or the daughter. It said nothing travels faster than the speed of light, with the possible exception of bad news about a brand, which obeys its own special laws.
What happened? In October, owners on New York's West Side removed the name Trump Place from their building. Sales at Trump Tower have slowed sharply. Inventory has grown. The sign reading Trump Carousel was taken down at the Central Park's world-renowned carousel. Revenues were down 84% YOY. 3 years ago, more than 20 companies paid Mr. Trump for Trump-branded products. Now you're hard-pressed to find anything beyond Make America Great Again hats. Country clubs and hotels are okay, monetized more by political pull and a yearning for presidential access than brand pull. The basis for all this? The Trump brand has lost its consumer mojo and has migrated to politics. In July 2018, Ivanka announced the closure of her brand. Ms. Trump forgot that being a celebrity wasn't enough. Real brands stand for something, besides being pretty and being the daughter of the president. And ultimately, politics makes strange bedfellows, especially for brands.